This week's Towaway has been sponsored by Family Nemeth to celebrate the Christmas day of Johnny Moscovich and Sarah Nemeth. Today's share, Tuesday, 11th of February, Kop Zion Shvat, Rabbi Shimon Green, Walking the Walk.
I will say, I actually started thinking to speak of one thing, but I was looking at the Gemara, another point occurred to me. I'll speak about 2 points because it's fascinating. There's a, I think, you know, first of all, Shalom Aleichem, hello to the people I met before, and Shalom Aleichem to the people I am meeting for the first time. For those of you who met me before, you know that I love very much to medactic as much as I possibly can and to learn as systematically as I can. And often when we analyze the Gemara, the Gemara will make us laugh. Because the Gemara has a great deal of humor if you actually access the Gemara. And the Gemara says a very strange thing that people quote it all the time but don't always pay attention to the meaning. And it says, we learn that the following. Every person that seeks, a person that runs after greatness, a gedula barachas mino, the gedula, the greatness runs away from the person. We call it b'reach mino gedula, gedula mechazer asacharov. And every person that runs away, that escapes greatness, greatness runs after him. That's a greatness seeks, you know, chases him. That's a very strange thing. Everybody's familiar with this, you quote it. But let me ask you a question. Let's say a person would come to me and say, you know, I need your help. Could you help me? I hate gedula. I don't want covered. I don't want greatness. What would you suggest that I do? Now, according to this formula, there's only one answer. What I have to tell the person? Well, help me out. What I have to tell the person? Run after it. If a person tells me, listen, I hate covered, what should I do? I hate to do. I hate greatness. What should I tell them? You should seek it with all your might. But it's very strange. It's obviously counterintuitive. Who's going to say that? That's my instruction. If you hate covered, what you should do is what I suggest is every place look for covered. Is that the point? Now, the real answer you'll see here is that that's not the context that the Gemara is. This Gemara is not about what you should do to get covered, nor is it about what you should do not to get covered. The truth is that it's the end of a very important event in the Gemara, where the Gemara talks to us about who the halacha is like, whether halacha is like Beis Shammai, whether halacha is like Beis Hillel. And after the Gemara tells us that despite the fact that both the words of Shammai, both the words of Hillel, what, the Elu Elu, Dibrei Elokim Chaim, these are all the words of Hashem, everybody's correct, everybody's right, nevertheless, the halacha is like Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel behaved in a way. It behaved in a certain fashion. In a way that they placed Beis Shammai before them, and because they did that, because they placed Beis Shammai before them, Beis Shammai is the opposite way. They placed their opinion first. They placed their opinion first. They lost out. And to tell us that there's a spiritual rule, I've been discussing everywhere that we say. If you notice the word kol. So in general, in the Gemara, when we see the word kol, all we're medactic on that word. Why is that? Because if you ever happen to see, I discussed it yesterday. But you take a look. You ever happen to you go to somebody and say, did you tell them everything? Did you tell them everything? What are you talking about? Everything? When you say, did you tell them everything? What are you referring to? Everything? No. What are you talking about? You're talking about the one thing you don't want him to tell. Did you tell him the one thing I want you to... Did you tell him everything? You mean the one thing that he's talking about. So often the Gemara will say, well, I'll say, kol le'tuyimai. When you said everything, what are you talking about? It's so funny, the quote says everything. And the Gemara says, what's the one thing that everything was speaking about? And over here, Bepashtus, I would suggest if the call is to tell you what, that even when a person seeks gedula, seeks greatness for spiritual reasons, you still lose out. And that's interesting. You have to notice that this is a mistake. Not in our world, thank God, but in the world of people who are not proper, they learn Beis Shammai was the tough guy. Beis Hillel was the sweet guy. Beis Shammai was for the rich people. Beis Hillel was for the poor people. Rahman al-Islam, may I die to the Hashem should protect us from such ideas and from such opinions. Who said Havi Makabla saw them besaver upon him yafos? Who told us that? Shammai, who told us to receive everybody in a sweet and beautiful fashion? You think Shammai was an irascible person? God forbid. And certainly Shammai sits in the highest. Shammai sits in the highest place. Well, Hillel sits in the highest place. There's nothing to talk about. Lemaisa. Shammai had a shita in the proper way to present Torah. What do you think? Shammai was irascible? You know the story I'm talking about? You know, the ger comes to Hillel, the ger comes to Shammai. Wait, Shammai was an irascible, grumpy person? Chas v'shalom to think such a thing. The sweetest, the most beautiful. But he had a shita in the proper way to present Torah. Now, if we said this is the only way to present Torah, and they held the correct ways to say their opinion first, because that was the Torah, that was the way they were supposed to do it. This Gemara teaches us a spiritual rule. And the spiritual rule is that even when l'shem shamayim, even when for the sake of heaven you seek gedula, gedula will run away from you. Even when you do it l'shem shamayim, it will run away from you. That's the point that we're talking about. And what's the real answer of both sides? This is not even the subject I want to talk about this morning, but I have a little extra time here. Because I speak double time, that's why. I have a little extra time. What's the reason? The reason is because the real answer is like this. So what's the real answer for a person that says to me, look, I hate gedula? The real answer is it's none of your business. If I'm ready on the subject to explain to you. You have to understand there's a mistake that people make. Sneas means fitting in. That's what it means. Sneas means fitting in. It's none of your business. You do your job. A person, you know, the Gemara tells us, a person that's we have Bitsanur, is Bitsanur at funerals, is Bitsanur at weddings. What are you talking about over here? The place you wouldn't think. Sneas means you have to be in the right time, the right place to do the right thing. Are you supposed to be loud or quiet? The answer is you don't have a right to decide that. You have to do what the job is. You know, not a question, oh, I'm a quiet person. It's none of your business. When you come to a wedding, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when you come to a wedding? It's quiet. You're very quiet. The wedding's too quiet. What do you do? Hey, what is this? A funeral? Hey, come on. Yanana, mazel tov. It's to be loved. In the right time, in the right place, that's your job. And when it's your job to be quiet, to be quiet. For a person, sanua, you know, if you're too quiet at a wedding, you know, you're not, it's not sneers. You come to a wedding, you're quiet. It's immodest what you're doing, sitting quietly like that. Stop that! Stop being immodest, sitting there so quietly and not saying anything. That's disgusting! You're an immodest person! You don't realize it. Modesty means you do the right thing at the right time, the right place. You fit in. And the real answer is, so what? Should you run after gedula, or should you run away from gedula? And the answer is, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. It's none of your business. Be quiet and do your job. You're a quiet person. You want to know something, and this is true. I'm telling you, you won't believe me. Especially not going to believe me after the way I'm talking this morning. I'm a shy person. I'm an extremely shy person. I'm shy in the extreme. That's because that's my job. That's my job. I travel, I don't talk to anybody, ever. I don't talk to anybody. I talk to you because that's my job. I'm serious. That's your job. Your job is to be loud. Shut up and be loud. Your job is to be quiet. Shut up and be quiet. You do your job. That's what it means to be a person of tzniyas. To be a person. That's not the job. So this formula, that's what I'm saying. So why did I bring, look, I opened up, I showed you here that there was an internal contradiction in the statement. You tell me, look, so that if a person wants cover, they should run after. A person wants who doesn't want cover, they should run after cover. The answer is not your business. You shouldn't be running after cover, and you shouldn't be running after cover. You should be doing the shame shamayim, what you're supposed to do. Of course a person hates cover. That's a different point. That's not what we're talking about over here. Okay, so that's our opening. But I really want to talk to you about something that's much more important. I say much more important. Everything is important. But something that's particularly important. And that's in our...
Can I interrupt? Somebody blocked two drawers with a logo. Somebody's here. A silver logo.
You have a problem. You hear people speaking all the time about learning. We have to learn all these things. You learn the Gemara, you know, and we have opinion yes and opinion no, and we have a starting argument and a concluding argument. What do we need to go all through this for? Look, why don't you just tell me the conclusion? Let's forget about it. That's number one. You ever hear people speak like that? Just tell me the end. In fact, you probably know, at one point we have a great commentary, the Rif, one of our Rishonim. So the Rif, in a certain respect, is almost like an abbreviated Gemara. The Gemara is abbreviated to the point where you can more or less see the pathway, at least according to the Rif, the pathway to the halacha. And so, as you probably know, there came a point people started abandoning their learning of the Gemara and instead substituting what? Substituting the Rif. And one of our very, very great rabbis got up to do something about it. Who was that? You know, that was the Baal Amor. That was Baal Amor. The Baal Amor got up and said, wait a second. If you look at the Baal Amor, he uses, you know, very, very strong language when he's fighting with the Rif. He says, oh, here's another halacha he forgot about. And he's hanging around the basement. Oh, here's another halacha. Why? Because he was very intent upon making sure that people would go back to learning the Gemara. Okay, at a certain point, maybe as far as the Ramban was concerned, it was a little too far. The Ramban gets into the Muhammad and starts to put the Baal Amor back, fight him back into his place. But the answer was what? Because the Baal Amor was completely the Shem Shamayim. He wanted to make sure, hey, you're not going to abandon the Gemara for the Rif. That's not happening over here. We're not going to abandon the Gemara for the Rambam. We're not going to abandon the Gemara for the Shulchan Aruch. It's not happening. Why don't we just have a list of all the halachas? You ever wonder about that? Here, just give me a list. Just give me a list of halachas. The answer is, parsha, there's no thing from the beginning. You know why you don't just have a list of halachos? Because you'll never know what to do. You can memorize the Shulchan Aruch word by word, and you won't know how to live. If you memorize the Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to know what to do. Most of your case is the exact case that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Most of your daily case, a little bit to the right of the Shulchan Aruch, a little bit to the left. If you don't know the source, you don't know the principle, you're not going to know how to live. You can memorize the Shulchan Aruch cover to cover. First of all, but alibi, that'd be a very nice thing to do. By the way, don't stop yourself. If you do that, that's a very good thing. Memorize the Shulchan Aruch. Very good. I'm not against. I'm saying, but it won't be sufficient. It won't be sufficient. You all know what to do. So we have to, first, obviously, we have to have the principles in every place to know. But even more than that, but there's something else you have to learn. But a lot of learning, we have to go through all the opinions that are not there, that are not lahalacha. What are we doing exactly? What's taking place? And how do we know what we're doing? And this is something you have to know. It's very important at many levels. The Gemara over here uses the language of Eluv Eluv Divrei Elokim Chayim. This is the language that we use. That's the language on Beisila Beisham. We're all fighting. He said halachas like us. These are halachas like us. The Gemara says, "I'm an Eruvin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis Yotza Baskol V'Amra Eluv Eluv Divrei Elokim Chayim." Okay, hey. These are the words of the living God. It's all true. Now, the Maharsha gives us permission, really, to compare. We always do anyway, but he makes it clear that we have permission to compare this Gemara to the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says something incredible, and you see where I'm coming from momentarily. The Gemara learns about the words of the rabbis, and then the Gemara says something very strange. I'm Daf Gimel Amud Beis in Chagiga. We talk about the Gemara is in the middle of explaining a pasuk. It says, Elu Talmidei Chachamim, this refers to the Talmidei Chachamim, the pasuk that they quote, Shiyoshim are Sufos, Asufos, they're in various groups, the Talmidei Chachamim are sitting, Ba'oskim B'Torah, and they're involved in Torah. Halolim Etalmin, Ba'olim Etarin. These ones say unclean. Halolim Etarin, these ones say clean. Halolim Osrin, these ones say forbidden. Ba'olim Etirin, these ones say permitted. Halolim Poslim, Ba'olim Ashirin, these ones say unfit, these ones say fit. Shema Yomar Adam, a person will say, and this is what happens in the world today, a person is going to say, wait a minute. What do I do? These guys say it's okay. These guys say it's not okay. What? A person will say, "Hey, chani lo me Torah. How am I supposed to learn? How am I supposed to learn the Torah?" I have all different opinions. These people say, "Okay, not okay. What am I supposed to do?" Hey, chani lo me Torah me'ata. How am I going to learn now? What am I going to do? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk teaches us what kulam nitim u'rechon. They're all given from one shepherd. Kel echad nosnan, one God gave them. Parnos echad omran, one leader said them. Miapibipi adon kol amasim, in the name of the master of all things, Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take a look, Rashi says something incredible. What do we mean when we say kel echad omran, one God said them? We don't have one of the people involved in the argument bringing a proof from some other God. In all these discussions between the rabbis, it's not if one rabbi is bringing genuine Torah and the other rabbi being fake Torah. One person quoting illegitimate Torah. Everybody, all these opinions, everything they said, all the proofs they brought, they were a proof from whom? From the Torah of Hashem. This we have to know. Today it's very popular, and I feel bad about it. Today the popular understanding is, oh, everybody's right. You love Jews? Everybody's right. That's not true. Not all opinions are correct. They're right, there's right, there's wrong. You love, what do you mean? If you love everybody, isn't everybody, no, I love them and they're wrong. But everybody's right, and every opinion is legitimate? That's not true. These opinions are legitimate. You know what? Because every one of them brought a proof from the Torah. When they start quoting other things, to tell me what the Torah says, you're going to quote me Shakespeare? Is that what the Torah says? I'm sorry, that's out. That's not a valid source. You're going to quote me something else besides the Torah to tell me what we Jews should be doing? I'm sorry, that's out. Every time we speak to a person today, they say, listen, that's not a legitimate. I say, what do you mean? She's been part of the Torah, every expression. Oh, 70, there's 70 facets. I'm sorry, buddy, that's 71, you're out. Get out of here. There's a true in Rabbi Feinstein, and I tell you, every time I see it, I start to shake from it. And if I ever got a letter like this, a letter from Rabbi Feinstein, I would cry. A very great rabbi disagreed with him. A rabbi disagreed with him. Very great rabbi, actually, but disagreed with him on a certain halacha. He fought with him what he said. And he wrote back and he said, I want you to know that the conclusion I came to, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, the conclusion I came to because all of the premises in the argument that I advanced came from the Torah. He said, and you came to a different conclusion because you inserted premises from outside the Torah. If I ever got that, I would cry. If I got that, I would cry and cry and cry. If I got that letter from somebody. Because what is our license? What is our legitimacy? Other than the fact that we come from Torah. There's not Torah and something else. Torah and something else, goodbye. There's nothing else. There's only Torah. Today it's already long ancient history. When Japan first started coming on the rise, America's been beating up the United States. I come from the United States. They've been beating up everybody. Japan beat them up. Now China's beating them up. Everybody's beating up the United States. But when it first happened, they were in culture. They were in shock. Also, why is it the Japanese are successful against them in business? So finally, the Americans start to get industrial psychologists that send them to Japan, you know, to try and figure out, you know, what is it? So the industrial psychologist says to the Japanese man, he says, look, tell me, what's the difference between the Japanese worker and the American worker, you know, that you're so successful when we're not succeeding the way you are? The guy looks at him, he says, American man, he says, the Japanese guy, he says, to be or not to be? He says, Japanese man, only to be, he says. Over here, by ours. Oh, we got ideas from here, got ideas from there. Your Torah, man, we bring proof from only one place. Only from God's Torah. There's no sources, there's no other opinions, there's not Torah and something else. There's Torah and Torah. And what else? And Torah. That's the only source. That's number one. But look how beautiful, I want you to see this. The Rashi says, Parnas Echad Amon, one leader said that. Ein lucha maybe Rai midivrei Navi abalach loka Moshe Rabbeinu. None of them are bringing a proof from a Navi who wants to disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not happening. Everyone, when we have a legitimate machlokas among the Chachamim, we're all on the same team. Everybody's being a Raya from Hashem's Torah. Everybody's being a Raya according to the tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing else is happening over here. Those are opinions. Those are legitimate opinions. My Rebbe, Shalib and Buel, would always say, you know, the Gemara says, Kuli Alma, the whole world, Kuli Alma, Lufligi, nobody argues, Kuli Alma. You know what Kuli Alma is? It's a handful, 3-4 guys. It's the 3-4 opinions that matter, 3-4 legitimate opinions. That's Kuli Alma, that's the whole world. There's only one source for the Torah, that's the Torah, but here's the good news. Every one of those opinions is the Word of God. That's what we have to know. Everyone comes from Hashem. What do you do? So what are you supposed to do? I didn't read the end of the Gemara. So what are you supposed to do now? The Gemara says, turn your ears into like a hopper. Maybe in an acquire an understanding heart. You have to understand the words of those who say unclean, those who say clean, as divi osir, as divi matir, and the ones who forbid, and the ones who allow, as divi postlev, as divi mashir, the words of those who say unfit, and those who say fit. Rashi says, "I say asdokar hafar chesed, make your ears like a hopper." Me'achash shakulon liba. Look at these words; it's so beautiful. You have to hear it; it's so beautiful. Me'achash shakulon liba nashamayim. Seeing as how every one of their hearts are directed towards Hashem, they're all Hashem shamayim. This is why we do it, because every one of them is saying the same thing. Therefore, because every one of those conflicting and disagreeing opinions, every one of them is l'shamayim. They all have one kavana to say the word of Hashem correctly. Therefore, because the people that you're studying, every one of them is just trying to say Dvar Hashem, then make your ear an ear that hears. Ulamod, you have to learn, v'dat divrei kulei, and you have to know, look at this, you have to study and know what every one of them has said. You're not going to skip any parts. We're not skipping the opinion that's not la halacha that we didn't conclude. We have to learn every single one. Ukeshetayda lahavchin. V'dat divrei kulei, you have to know the words of every single one. Ukeshetayda lahavchin. And when you'll know how to differentiate, to discern, eiza yechshar, you're going to see which one is fit. Kva halacha kamoso. Then you will set the halacha accordingly. I want to tell you something. Yeah, I told you, I have permission from the Mashar. Every person that comes from the sources of Torah with a legitimate opinion, this is all the Shema Shema. You have to study every single one. You must look at Rashi says, you must look at the Gemara says, and now you can't skip this one. You must study every single one to know the Torah. You know why? Because they're all revealing truth of Hashem's Torah. Could be. Could be there's no halacha. Maybe it's not halacha. So what? But I humbly submit to you, you know, you'll never know halacha. You'll never know. If you don't know the opinion that's not halacha, you'll never know the opinion that is halacha. And we don't have time now, but we have a principle in the Gemara called mihas. Mihas. At all events. And nevertheless, mihas. At all events. And you'll see that often, even we have to learn the halacha from the opinion that's not the halacha. You know why? Because if I subtract the opinion if I know what the argument is between the opinion that is the conclusion and the opinion that's not, and I subtract that one difference upon which they argue, then I can learn the rest of the halacha from the opinion that's not the halacha. Am I communicating? That's clear what I'm saying. Because the only difference was that one point, but after that, then everything that the opinion that we didn't follow is also true. So you have to know it. You have to know everything. You'll never know. You won't know the halacha without knowing what's not the halacha. You're not going to know anything. But here's the most important thing. I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me. I'm sure you can look at it over here. In our same Gemara that I quoted before in Eruvin, you'll see that there's a Ritva. The Ritva says that at Sinai, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu on every single thing a reason why it's okay and a reason why it's not. On every single point. A reason yes and a reason no. And the Chacham after you, we had a coming, tell us. All those points were legitimate. Hashem revealed all of them. So long as it's these people, just to make clear what I'm saying, so long as it's these people who are quoting the sources of the Torah, then those were all possible. That's not the point. Here, the Mitzvah, we have to pass it on the way we understand it. You'll see probably the same Rabbi Feinstein. If you look in the Hagdamah, I'm sure you've seen it. And if you haven't, it's very worthwhile reading, by the way. Very worthwhile reading. You'll see in the Hagdama to the Igros Moshe, he speaks about that the job of the person passing halacha is to do their homework properly and to come to the conclusion properly. And it's not their job to match up what is Kamei Shemaya Galya, what is revealed in front of the heavens. That wasn't his job. His job was to pass him correctly. Because Hashem revealed many possibilities. But the most important thing, this person was true to Torah and came to a conclusion truthfully according to the Torah. These are the things that I wanted to mention this morning. We have to realize we need to be dedicated. There's no shortcuts here. You got to learn every word of the Gemara, and you got to go through all the arguments, etc. First of all, I told you because one pragmatically you'll be missing for sure, and because that's it. Because ultimately, here the Gemara tells us it's the only way you're going to know. Had they not come from one God. Had they not come from one Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. Then I can't. This is legitimate Torah. This is not. I don't want to waste my time. Snip out the parts that were incorrect. Snip out the mistakes. But that's not the case. Every one of these things is Torah. We have to immerse ourselves in every detail of learning, and then, please God, we'll make our ears like a hopper. And with Hashem's help, we'll be the person. We'll be as straight and holy and pure as supposed to be. We'll come to a conclusion that's correct. L'halacha. And after that, it's not really our problem. It's not our problem. Could there's a legitimate opinion, and not like me, but that's not the opinion that I concluded. That we don't have to worry about. We have to be so thankful for what we have. I'm going to tell you one more thing. I have two more minutes here. This I did have in mind mentioning this morning.
Seven.
I have 7 minutes. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I meant two in the metaphoric sense. But seven is good. Seven's for me. A person like me, 7 minutes is a lifetime. There's three midrashim we have to know, and I want to say this because I want to encourage you. I tell you, really, whenever I see people learning, I want to kiss them. I want to kiss them. I see every people, that every person wants to learn. Yeah, everybody's doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. I love it. I find compatriots, comrades in arms. There's three midrashim that I want to tell you. There are three scenarios with a chacham, and the ksia. You have the wise man and the fool. Three midrashim. And they're almost comical. One medrash, we have the wise man and the fool. They're both working, and their job is they have to dig down a very large mound of dirt. They have to dig it and move it to another place. Dig it down and move it. The foolish person says, "Oi, this mound is so big, we'll never finish. We'll never finish." The wise one says, "Listen, two baskets today, two baskets tomorrow." They said, "Little by little, we'll finish." The same thing says the medrash when it comes to Torah. The foolish person says, "Oi, the goyim. All of these mesechs are gigantic. The Torah is so big, who can finish it? Who can finish it?" The wise man says, "Two mishnayos today, two mishnayos tomorrow, two halachas today, two halachas tomorrow," and he learns the whole Torah kula. He learns everything. There's another medrash, another scenario. The wise man and the fool. They have to, they see a kikar suspended, something of value suspended very high up. The foolish person says, "I nobody can get that down, it's too high." The wise man said, you know, somebody got it up there, there must be a way to get it down. You know, so he connects one rod to the next, you know, and takes it down. In Torah, the wise man and the foolish person says, "All right, the Torah, it's too esoteric, it's in the mind of the rabbi, there's no way to get it out of there." The wise man says, you know, the rabbi got it in there, and there's a way to get it out again. And there's a third scenario. The wise man and the fool, they're working, and they have to carry sand for the balabayas, for the person that hired them. And the baskets have holes in them. The foolish one says, "What are we doing carrying this dirt? There's holes. The sand is falling through. The dirt is falling through." The wise man says, "You're getting paid," he says. "The master pays you. So he gave you buckets with holes in them. What's the difference? You're getting paid. Be quiet. Do your job. What do you care? So the dirt goes out. It doesn't go out." In Torah, the foolish person says, "How can I learn? I learn, I forget. We learn, we forget. We learn, we forget." The wise man says, "Hashem told you, commanded you to learn Torah. He gives you reward, gives you schar. Do your job. Do your job." And this I'm going to say in the few minutes I have left over here. The few midrashim are very encouraging. You have to see what's all our claims. Like, too much, it's not too much. You have to break it down to learn the Torah. Too deep, it's not too deep. The rabbis understood it. They got it into their heads. You can get it out the same way. We can also learn the Torah. Memory. Okay, you're right. We're all stuck. We're human beings. People forget. That's how Hashem made us. But you got to learn it with. That's how Hashem gave us the schar. But I want to tell you something incredible. It always bothered me. I understand why we're kvetching about memory. We got memory issues. But you know, back then, those guys couldn't get into base medicine. They had to know everything in order to learn. You couldn't learn the Masechta if you didn't know the Masechta. They knew. They remembered very, very well. It always bothered me. What were they kvetching about? They remembered. They knew. They knew. What was bothering them? I'll tell you what I think is bothering them. You know yourself. You know, when you sit down to learn, by the time you learn, and you had a kasha and a teres and a thought, etc., by the time you learn through a night, there were so many exquisite highways and byways and back alleyways and exquisite little jewels and diamonds and sapphires and all kinds of exquisite little things that you noticed and saw and understood. To remember the conclusions of a night's learning, okay. But all the exquisite, wonderful things, who can hold on to them? One of my favorite commentaries, I love them all. I love every single one. One of my favorite is the Chochmah Shlomo. The Chochmah Shlomo, the Marshak. Not the Chochmah Shlomo of the Gemara. Not the Marshal. The Marshak, where Shlomo Kugel is. Chochmah Shlomo in the Shulchan Aruch. Read that book. Read that book. You know, I'm telling you, tell me if I'm wrong. Look, you know, it reads like this. He's writing, because he sat up all night learning. He wrote all night long till the morning. First he sang out all the tehillim, and he wrote through the night till Shacharis. He's writing, "Well, I was thinking this and that, but then wait, in my notebook of 52, I asked this guy, no, but then a notebook of 46, he was exploding on fire." He did manage to write down somehow. To hold on to the exquisite beauty of our learning, that we're always frustrated, and that you have to know, that we have to have faith in God. And this you have to know. First of all, you know, there's a world to come, you'll have everything. It's not such a problem. But over here, that we have to have the faith in God. But what I want to say is here, and I'm really going to be done in a moment. The world makes a terrible mistake. They associate Talmid Chacham with smart. They associate learned with intelligent. God gave different people live different levels of intelligence, different people different levels of memory, etc. All those things. It has nothing to do with it. Talmid Chachamim are not Talmid Chachamim because they're smarter than everyone else. It's because they did their job. The people that we admire are not smarter than we are. They're better human beings. Gedolim are not Gedolim because they're smarter than we are. It's because they're better people. They did the right thing with their lives. So a lot of us may be smarter than Gedolim Yisrael. But they are the Gedolim, and we're not. Am I communicating over here? That's not the function. You have to know, God gave every single one of us the Torah, and with the faculty we have, Baruch Hashem, for normal people, we have to be encouraged. You learn, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We do this way, God gave us. One, we have Midrashim, you'll be successful, is number one. And the part that nobody can conquer, is because we're human, and we have forgetfulness, we're human. Hashem pays his schar. He made us that way. That's his problem, right? Don't worry. My boss, I thank you very much. Hashem should bless you.